Hey, base of an alp at the bottom, the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So this Mishnah is plopped down from the middle of nowhere. Menayin Avodah Zorah Shematama B'masa Kenita. How do we know that Avodah Zorah, the actual idol, has a din of Tumas Masa? A person will carry it without touching it. He'll become tame, similar to the like to a nidu. Shenemer is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Actually, it's in the same capital as the psukim which are quoted in the last mission of the last parak. It's referring to Avodah Zorah. It says Tizrei Mekamoy Dova, say temor. That's the pasuk. So Dova is a word which means can refer to a person who's in the pain of nidus. And so you should throw this out like you throw out the to spread this out like the needle has to go out. Say Timurla, go tell them that. So Chazal say matnan nida matamba masa afavadazar matamba b'masa. So it's comparing it to a needle. That needle has tumas masa, therefore avadazar also has tumas masa. There's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the connection? Tosfos says he sees a connection from the mission of the last parak, which brings these pesukim in Yeshaya, and it brings a rile a zecher the dover. And then it continues. We find other things also. There's an asmach. That's not. It was a tekanas chazal based on an asmach and a pesuk in Navi, and that's the. Similar to Rashi doesn't say that. Amar Rabbi Akiva menayin l'Avodah Zorah. Mishum deboy the misni b'hadayu menayin shem rechitzim es amilo kailahu lahanoch dedamilei. There's going to be a few words of perek, and this perek actually is quite non-shavistic. Just for example, the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Beis says, how do you know that a svino? I mean, it's not makabel tumo. That's the mission. That's the mission on pei dalam beis. Is the halachas of how many seeds you're allowed to plant in a kerem, you know, without getting a problem of klayim. So it's definitely out there. But Rashi says that the goal we want us to get to is actually a Mishnah. Where is it? I guess he's referring to the mission on Kuflam Adalam and Beis, where the verse says that you're allowed to be Marchitzim Sakotan, be a Mashishi Shechalius B'Shabbos, it means a Pasuk. So, since that was something which is very clearly a Shabbosic issue, you're allowed to heat up water on Shabbos for the purpose of taking care of the child. With Mila, so it's going to bring a pasuk, and those are really the only mishnayos which are bringing sukkim. So once it said that, it said this one also. So Tosfos says, like, you know, it's like, I'm not sure exactly why it would be over here if that's we're referencing to a mishnah in 10 chapters hence. It's in Perek Yutes. And the rest of the Mila, why are we bringing the Mishnayos here? But Rashi apparently wasn't bothered by that. Rashi says that that's why their Mishnah. Or I think maybe you can even say in Rashi, the reason why their Mishnayos in Masechta Shabbos, which deal with and quote Psukim is because at least there's one Mishnah in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, which brings Psukim. So he says, yeah, there is a Mishnah in the previous parak. Rashi is looking for a Mishnah which is much more direct in the purpose of bringing the Mishnah. So, as opposed to Zecher L'Davar, once it had a Mishnah which brought the Psukim to teach a full-fledged Limus, it brought these other Psukim also. Why it's here? Maybe Tosfos is right. The reason why it's put here is adjacent to the previous parak because it's the Psukim in Yeshaya. But the concept of bringing Mishnayos in with the Psukim was based on the Mishnah over there. Rashi says, since you have that Mishnah, therefore Kailuhu Lahanach Damila, therefore we included these also other ones which are similar to it. Bimasa Adam Hanoi, so the person who is picking up the Vadazara will become Tom. That's that pasuk is referring to Vadazara. Tanan Hasan. We have a Mishnah in Mesechus of Vadazara. Mishahaya Beser Samach Vadazara. Benofa. Person who had his house immediately adjacent to a place of Avodah Zarah, and his house fell down. So now he's a problem. So when he built the house originally, you know, the person who shared that this common wall between the two properties wasn't Avodah Zarah. Fine, or when he built it originally, when it was built originally. But now it's shared by Avodah Zarah. So when it falls down, he rebuilds the wall. He's benefiting Avodah Zarah, and that's awesome. So what should he do? He has to move on to his property and build the wall on his property. So more over there and actually ask the kasher. More in the Avodah Zarah says, well, no, now what's going to happen is the Avodah Zarah is going to take advantage of an empty space, and so you're still being Mahan Avodah Zarah. So the Mor says that the answer was you would fill up a koitzim or something like that, or you put a basic kisei there, put something there which would prevent them from taking advantage of that space, but you're not going to give them the benefit of the wall.
Well, why not in Dalet Amos? I mean, isn't it just the point that you have to make them build a separate wall?
I'm not sure why Dalet Amos. Probably this one thing they want to give a clear shear. Of distance. I don't think there's any real exeris across it from Dalet Amos. Hayishaloi b'shalav b'nazara. If the original wall, the first case was his house was, it was shared by the other side, but the wall was all on his side, his property. Let's say hayishaloi b'shalav b'nazara. Needed mechsa. If it was running down the property line, so you judge that half is. So if the wall was here, he has to move 3 amas. To say wall's 2 amas wide, he'd have to only move 3 amas in because 1 ama from where the wall was originally, because 1 ama which was there counts as his ama, so he's moving in and from his property line, 1 plus 3 more, and now he builds a wall. So he's moving the wall over the edge of the outer edge of the wall, the only 3 amas from where the wall used to be, and that's fine. Because he's moving in 4 amas from his property line. Now that first half of the Mishnah really is not really the point we want to discuss over here. We want to get involved in the next part of the Mishnah. It quotes the whole Mishnah. So this wall fell down, and there's the plaster which was in the wall, and there's the stones which are in the wall, and they would have wooden beams, different wooden, you know, layers, etc. What are the status of these items? Avonov, ve'etzav, v'aforov. So the stones which fell down, and the wood which is there, and the offer which is there, all matamon k'sheretz, have a din of two masheretz. Tumah sheretz. Sheretz is only mitama b'maga. If a person touches the sheretz, the person is tumah. If a person moves the sheretz without touching it, in other words, let's say he's wearing gloves and he picks up the dead sheretz, he's not tumah. So they have tumah sheretz. Shenemar pasuk in Chumash is shaketz shakzano v'seif v'sabenu ki cherem hu. So that's referring to what is zara. It refers to the shaketz, and shaketz is a lashon which is used also to refer to shratzim. So the Torah is comparing the avodah zara to a shaketz, i.e. something only mitama b'maga. Again, it's not a derais. This is the derais. This is the kadosh rabbanon, which the Chazal were masmich on a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Armer Kenido. So again, we have a Rabbi Akiva by Armish on Rabbi Akiva. So we have a Rabbi Akiva that was saying that has Tumas Nido. Shenemar Tizim Kamidabitz, Manid Matama B'Masa, Afavadazar Matama B'Masa. So it's comparing it rather to Nido, which has Tumas Masa, which means besides the Tumah of touching it, he also has a Tumah of, if he would lift up the item, move the item, even without touching it directly, without direct contact, he'll still be tummy.
I'm a little confused about this gezeira. Is it supposed to, create some type of fence?
I'm sure it's a kind of, because I want to give it, it's something which is me or whatever, they want to give it a dintuma.
Even if you suspect the goy, is that enough? Do you have to know that he's a Baal, a Bodhisar?
This is talking about the Bodhisar. This is talking about an idol.
What's in the wall?
I don't care where it is. It's on his table. Right. The Bodhisar itself has a dintuma. Okay. Amar Rabba. So, Tizrem the Amar Kra. So, what is this drush exactly? So it says Tizrem, which means lashon of to make it like a zar, make it nachrino minoch kizar. You should make it distance from you, like the zar, like this thing. So you keep it totally away from you. Say Timurloi. He conis al Timurloi. Say, get away from me. Tell him. Don't say, come in. So, that's the drasha. So it means Chazal, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, Chazal saw in this pasuk, like a rem is that what the Torah wanted us to do was to treat the Avodah Zarah as something which you want to keep distant, etc. Then Omer Rabba, then Rabba, Omer Rabba, continue. Rabba continues. Tosis actually says that this din rabbanon, we deal with it. The point of the pasuk was, I want you to deal with this in a chamerdik way. So therefore, Rabba understands the chalukas in the following way. Omer Rabba, b'masa the kliyama lepligi the metama. So Ishkas Tanita. The Tanakhama is not arguing on Rabbi Akiva. He agrees to the drasha of Rabbi Akiva that there is Tumas Masa by a Avodah Zarah. So the person would not even have direct contact with the Avodah Zarah. He moves it, pushes it, he carries it, it's in a box and he picks up the box. So everybody agrees it's a Tumas Masa. And Tosi says, and that was Rabba's point, that the pasuk is telling you that the correct way to understand this, the Rabba's first point, the first drasha, first Amar Rabba, was that the pasuk is telling us we should deal with this in a very, very harsh way, chomer way. Ki pligi b'Eved Mesama. Where is the machlokes? Does it have the lach of Tumas Eved Mesama? Eved Mesama, again, the Chos Rashi tells us over here, Eved Mesama just usually understands that there's two chidushim in there's a special chidush in the Tumas Masa of Nida. Nida Sov, etc. That so Masa is if the person picks up the item, so the person doesn't always say the tumah. what about if the item, so you have the person on the bottom and the tumah on top, he's carrying it, right, not touching it. What about the opposite? What about if the tumah is on the item? You have a bed, and the person sits down. The nida sits down on top of the bed, so the bed is being noisei the person. So that's a special tumor which you find by nida zob etc. There's without the din of mishkav. There's a din of masa. If the item is carrying the weight of the tumor, the person being the person being the nida, it'll be tummy. What about if is it the hefsik in between? And the weight of the person is not felt on the bed. The in between, there's such a large item that the gigantic heavy stone, Eben Masam is a gigantic heavy stone, so it says, to the point that when the Nida climbs on top of this stone, the weight is not, the difference in weight is not felt at all in the bottom. It's a 15 ton stone, and there's this 90 pound lady on top, Okay, it's Tomei in the bottom. That's a din of Eben Masamis. You can't say in the sentence that it's carrying the weight of the person because it's insignificant. Still, it's Tomei. The Chiddush of Eben Masamis is which by other tumors of Masa that would not be Tomei, by Zov, Nida, etc. Those all that the Yoledes, that whole group. There is a din of Eben Masam. So that's how it's usually understood in Shas, and that's how Tosfos understands it. We'll see Rashi has a little bit of a different Shas. So Rekiva's. Well, it's not Dafka by bed. It can be in any. Mishkav only applies to something which is made for the purpose of lying on. If you would have a. You'd have a box under it. You'd have a whatever it would be. You have a car under it. You have anything like that.
So Mishkav only applies to items that are made to.
Mishkav, Moshe, items which are made for that purpose. We had that idea before. It says the pasuk Kolasher Kolkliyasher Yeshiv Alav Shav Loinemer El Yeshiv Nemer. Right. It says something which she will sit on. Kokli says Kokli, but the Zob will sit on. Sure, Yeshua will have in the future. So say Kokli, which the Zob sat on, not that he will sit on. So Darshan, it's not something which is made that he will sit on a regular. It's something made to sit on, as opposed to something which he happened to have sat on. It has to be made for the purpose of sitting, lying, etc. Right. Okay, so that's the machlokes. The Rekiva Sabra Kenida, Manida Matama Beben Masama, Afabodazar Matama Beben Masama, Ibadan Sabra Kisheritz, Masheritz Lamatama Beben Masama, Afabodazar Lamatama Beben Masama, which means we have the Pasuk in Chumash which compares it to Sheritz, we have the Pasuk in Nabi which compares it to Nida. So the Chumash say we're going to use both Psukim. It's compared to Nida, tell you there is a Tumas Maso. But the fact that the Torah compared it to Sheretz, to tell you there's no Tumas Eben Masam. That's a Chachamim. Rekiva said, no, it's like a Nida all the way. So then Moshe says, obviously, according to Rekiva, you have to explain what is the Rekiva, the Mahilchasa Iskish Lesheretz. So in regards to the pasuk does equate it to Sheretz. What's that about? According to Rekiva, we understand the pasuk of Nida tells you there is tumas. Pasuk of Nida tells you there is tumas masa, and the pasuk of Sheretz tells you there's no tumas eben masam. Our answer is according to Rekiva. But according to Rekiva, it's like Nida all the way. What is like Sheretz? Our answer is the mishamshin. That now we're learning that not only is it the Avodah Zarah Tomei, but the Kalim which are used to be Mishamish to Avodah Zarah are also Tomei, but those only are Tomei like a Sheretz. There's no Tumas Masa, there's only Tumas Maga. There's no Tumas Masa, nor Tumas Eben Masama. The only Tumas you have over there is Tumas Maga, and that's what's like Sheretz. And but the my hilchos iskus l'nida l'masa. So the Morse says, well, the Morse is asking a question. The Morse says, according to Rabbanan, the Batsim, it doesn't have Emma Sama, like Anita, but it has Tumas Masa. So Rabbanan, the Mahilosa Iskesh Lanita, if the whole reason why you wanted to compare it to Anita is to give it Tumas Masa, so I have a better idea. That. But not Evan Masama, you know, there is somebody out there who actually has Masa, not Evan Masama. What's that? Nevela. Bulkshramana la Nevela. It's opposed to the dead sheretz, which the Torah delineates with the eight shrotsim are, etc. The dead corpse of a regular animal, of your sheep, your goat, your cow, a lion, whatever it is, a Nevela. Those that has the loch has tumas maga, it has tumas masa, and doesn't have tumas emin masama. So if your goal is to end up with something which is like that, so instead of writing a pasuk of nida, which would indicate emin masama, they're writing a pasuk of sheretz, which it ends up not being like a sheretz anyway, because sheretz doesn't even have masa. Just write one pasuk and compare it to the nevela, and you'll get everything you need. You're right. So. That really threat really the reason why you compare it to Nida is not to give it well, we'll see in a second. The goal of comparing it to Nida wasn't to me Marva the Masa and the Sheretz tells you not Evan Masama. That's not how you're supposed to say it. But rather you say it like this. Alama nida eino le'evorin. Afa v'rezora eino le'evorin. Whereas you cut off a piece of the nevela, it's still dinner of a nevela. You cut off a piece of the mace, it's still dinner of a mace. You cut off a piece of a nida, it doesn't have a din of tumas nida anymore. You know, cut off her arm. What there is tumas Eber Menachai. Eber Menachai has maga, has masa, it doesn't have Eber Masama. So it says, "Man nida ena levorim." Af avodazara ena levorim. So now, if a person would take apart the avodazara, it would not have it in tumas avodazara on it. It's only if it's the avodazara as a whole has it in tuma. So. Tosis points out, so the piece before where it said that the eitz of avonav and aforav is matame, I mean, if the wall, you took apart the wall, you tell me it has tumah on every single part of the wall, so the avodah zarah, so the avodah zarah for sure should be like that. It was a bias of avodah zarah, which he had been mishtachav to the bias. See, Tosis says that that the goy bowed down to the stone, put it in. Bow down to a stone, put it in. Bow down to a piece of wood, and put it in. So when he built the bias, which he is using as the bias as an avodah zarah, each piece that he put in, he was mishtachav to originally before he put it in. So that's not called a piece. This is called each one was his own individual avodah zarah as he put it in. That is Rabbi Rabba's understanding. In Nochlekes in Rekiva Nechachamim, Morris says, "Okay, but Lahad the boy Rav Chama Bar Guria, but Azor Yeshna Levorin or Ena Levorin, Tipshalei Mehad Zorabanan Ena Levorin." So Rav Chama Bar Guria actually had this question: does it have a tuma in each part individually, or is it only if the whole thing together as a unit there's a din tuma? So what's your shiloh that you just told me that it's not Levorin? So my answer is, Rechon Raguria, Aliba de Bekiva, Boyelo. His question was, according to Bekiva, who doesn't understand that that's the purpose of the Pasuk of Nida, but that is one of the properties of Nida, that it's a unit. So now what happens? And that was what Rechon Raguria's question. But so according to Bekiva, you have no raya. But we have a shayla. According to Chama, you would have a raya that the whole sole purpose of comparing it to Nida was to give you that din of Ein Alevor. That's Rab. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, let's finish up the Gemara and then we'll go back to Rashi's. Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar the Amora, argues in Rabba, and says that Be'evim Esama, the Kuliyamu Lepligi, the Lomitama. Even according to Bekiva, there's no Tumas Evim Esama. Kipligi Evim Masa, they're arguing by Masa. Bekiva Amor Kenida. No need of a tamba masa. What is a tamba masa? Rabbanan savri kisher. It's masher. It's lama tamba masa. What is a lama tamba masa? Which is the simple way. He's learning the machlokes as you understood simply. Right? The machlokes was, is there tumas masa or not? Chama says it's like a sheretz. There's no tumas masa. Kibbe says it is. It's like a neither. There is tumas masa. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to have to be masber both according to Bekiva and according to Chama. What is the comparison to the other one? Rekiva, my hilchus iskus l'sheretz. So what about nidas like sheretz, which doesn't have, only has tumas maga? That's the misham sheho. Again, so that'll be the same thing. The mishamshin have tumas maga and not tumas masa. Rabban my hilchus iskus l'nida, ma nida ena leivorim, afavad azor ena leivorim. So it has a tumas sheretz, which is b'maga, but by sheretz, you cut off a piece of the sheretz. It also has tumas maga. The shear of it by sheretz of tuma is kadasha, which is extremely, you know, one little lentil bean, you know, one little lentil. So you cut up a little piece, it has a tuma. But oh, by nida, that's not so. Nida is an elevator. So also, but there is an elevator. The Mor says, l'mikiva, l'mayilchasa iskish l'nida, Lamasa, according to Bekiva, now the question is, you want to tell me that it has doesn't have Evan Masama, according to Rilozer. It has Mak and has Masa. So instead of comparing it to Nida, which doesn't have Evan Masama, has Evan Masama, you tell me about it or doesn't, compare it L'chavchila to Nevela, you'll end up with Mak and Masa, not Evan Masama. That's much more logical to compare it to. That the correct comparison actually is to Nevela. So why did we compare it to? And that's really what Chazal, when they picked their paradigm of what to be metamet like, they were metamet like Nevela. And we don't have a positive for that necessarily, but that was where Chazal, you know, did their used as their marshal. So what's the comparison to Nida? Alaman Nida and Levorim. So now it comes out both according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva, the purpose of the comparison to Nida is to say there's no, it's not Levor, it's not in none of it in pieces. And Mor says, oh, now Alahad the boy of Chama Merguria Avodazor Yeshna Levorim Ena Levorim Tishalei Mecha Bein Le Rabbanan Bein Le Rabbi Kiva Dein Levorim. So according to Belos's understanding, both according to the Chum and according to Bekiva, there's no Tumas Evorim by Avodah Zarah. What's Rechon Raguria's question? So where it says, Rechon Raguria, Karaba Masni, Aboyla Aliva Der Bekiva. So Rechon Raguria understands the Mechog Tzim Bekiva and the Chumim like Rabba understood it, that there is Tumas, according to Bekiva, there is even Tumas Evan Mesamu. And the reason why it's compared to Nida is to tell me there is Evan Masama. And I don't know whether it's Levorim or not. That wasn't its purpose. According to the Chachamim, it has Masa. So we say, well, it has Mag, it has Masa, it doesn't have Evan Masama. Really, so then your paradigm is Nevela. More say, your paradigm is Nevela. But if we compare it to Nida, that there's no Evorim. So according to the Chachamim, we know our answer. But according to the Bekiva, we're not sure whether it has Tumas Evorim or not. And that Rucham Agri was presenting that question according to Rabbi's understanding of Rabbi Kiva, but Enochan according to Rabbi Lozer's understanding of Rabbi Kiva. So both according to Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, there's no question, it's not Levor. And that is how Rucham Agri understands the Shaila. So you have a Chalakis between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and we have a Chalakis between two Amoraim. Where exactly is the Machlokes? According to Rabbi, the Tumah, everybody holds this Tumah's Masa. The only issue is the Tumah's Eben Mesama. According to Rabbi Lozer, everybody holds it's not Tumah's Eben Mesama. The Machlokes is the Tumah's Masa even. The Kibbutz says yes, the Chacham says no. It's told about Rashi's. So then the more is going to start bringing Mesveis. So.